Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Ayin Dalid, Sif Hey and Vav. Here we go. Shar Eivar Vroim Es Ha'erva Mutar. Other limbs seeing the Erva is Mutar. In other words, your heart can't see your Erva. Doesn't say anywhere that your kidneys, your liver, your spleen can't see your Erva. It's only Liboy Roya Es Ha'erva is a problem. Avalam Eza me'ivarv noigeya bein be'ervasa bein be'ers chaveroi also lukrois kriya shema ilasval. Now we're learning another halacha. That if any of your limbs are touching your erva or someone else's, you cannot say shema or a daven shemone esrei. So you say, well, the biology of a person is such that their thighs are touching their erva. The archoisav sheha erva shecheves aleihen, the thigh that the erva rests on, tzarich lahafsikon bebeged. You need to be mafsik with a garment, oy laharchikon, or distance it, beinyan shaliga hagid bahem, so that the gid, the male member, is not touching the thigh. So the first, we're encountering a number of halachas. Number one, that there's no issue if any other limb sees the erva. In other words, let's say you're wearing a robe and there's a belt. But the leg sees the erva. Doesn't matter. Right, so Loimer says, Mishrob, Loibinin Shei Mechasa Lo Erva Bifnei Atzna Be'ezo Darvik Dei Shal Yiro Ha'ivarm. There's no requirement that the erva be put in some kind of separate cover. You don't have to wear, let's say, undergarment, in order that no other part of the body sees the erva. There's no such din. Eza me'evarav, the gazrina negias. Now, however, if any of the limb is touching, whether your erva or the erva of your friend, it's a problem. The gazrina negias shari var mishum negias yadav. You know what the reason for this? It's a gezeira. Because if your hand is touching your erva, you can't say Shema Shemone Esrei. So we're goyzer other evarim atu your hands. When negiyas yadav, and what's the iser if the hand is touching an erva to daven and learn? So I would have said because of touching b'makom hamachusa b'guf. No, that's not the issue. The issue is negiyas yadav shelo yavo they hear her. Fine. Now, the issue seems to be if the legs are touching the member. But what if they're touching the scrotum? They're touching the kiss. Hagid shalem aval benegia de kiss ein lahakbid. If the hand is touching the kiss, it's not an issue. De ein lachush boi mishum hirer. We're not concerned of hirer when it comes to that makom v'hamedaktikin medaktikim gamaze. Those who are careful about this as well. Ki yesh cholkim, there are those who are chaylik. V'diyaved yatsa fil naga hagid b'hayir chayim. V'diyaved, if the member itself is touching the thigh, one is yoytze prima gadol medas ha'pri chadash hamuvel al b'simen ayin gimel mishmosu katan dalet. And the reason is because it's not an iser d'orayis of lo yir b'cha'er v'astavar. It's because we're afraid. The Dershu explains Shema Yitareid. Therefore, b'diavidim kara yatsa sivav. Hoisa talisai chagura al masnav l'chasoisa mimasnav. Somebody was wearing a garment, a talis, a drape around his waist to cover from his waist down. So think about it. There's no giloy erva. There's no royen es ha'erva, and there's no libay roya es ha'erva. Basically, the guy's wearing a skirt, and that's it. So, or a pair of pants. His chest is uncovered. So, is there an issue now? Even though he's bare from his waist and up, now that doesn't mean in the Masifta you can be able to get into your high school and get past the Menahel. Doubtful, but. You could say Shema. Aval lispalel osar ad sheichasa libay. Now we're learning another din. When it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, the heart has to be covered. The chest must be covered. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mimasna v'lamata ratzo lemar, afilu rak ad lamata me'arvasai. Now this skirt, this garment that you're draped in, it doesn't go all the way down to the floor. It's mini. It goes only below the erva. The bezad dai midina l'kriya shema. So basically, halach l'maisa, if a man is wearing underwear, he could say Shema, period. If that's his only garment, halacha lemaisa, he could say the Shema. Aval letfila tzarich she'mechusa kol gufay. For Shemoneh Esrei, his whole body has to be covered. Does that mean he shouldn't say Shemoneh Esrei wearing shorts? Sounds like that. Does it mean he shouldn't be wearing a t-shirt that goes up to here? Sounds like that. It's not mechasa kol gufay. So in other words, if somebody's not feeling well, they're davening at home. They have their, they're wearing a pair of pajama pants and they put on their tzitzis on top of their undershirt. Shouldn't daven marav that way. It's not mechasa kol gufay. Why? Because most of their upper arm is uncovered. There seems to be a din by Shemoneh Esrei. You need kisoy kol haguf. Do you need the lower arm to be covered? I don't think so. You don't have to cover your forehead. Okay. Afalpi, fine. Now, even though from the waist and up, he's Aroim. Now, one second. Now, this guy who's saying Shema in his underwear, we're not saying, oh, Mamish, you're a tzaddik, shkoyach for putting on a beged to say the Kriya Shema. L'chatchilo, he should try to get a little bit more dressed. B'mokem atchak, he could say the Shema. D'ilav hachi enochen l'chatchilo lasis kein, afilu be'ezer bracha, he shouldn't say any bracha that way. V'choshekein be'kriya Shema. By the way, this is mashma, Rav Scheinberg is medayik, that you shouldn't say any bracha, but l'chachilu, you can learn Torah wearing a pair of underwear. But the Mishnah Berurah later on says that even for other Divrei Kedusha, it would be the same. The Shaul Setshuvas Oz Nidberu brings that there's a din by Talmud Torah that it should be learned be'emo v'yira, therefore yesh l'chasos kol gufay. It's hard to say that that's a halacha, that the din of Be'emo V'yira would require you to be mechasa kol gufay. What if a person davened just in his underwear? Is he yotzei b'di'eved? The Shulchan Aruch says later on, Siman Tzadi Aleph, that as long as you cover the erva, you're yotzei. But l'chadchila, it's better not to daven. What if this man tefillah is passing and all you have is a pair of underwear and the pants are coming later? Don't daven. Better not to daven. Reb Chaim Kamsky says, better not to daven. Mutter likrois. You're allowed to say Shema kivan she'arvasim mechusa v'gam atalis mafsekes ben libay l'erba. Libay, when the Mechaber says, but for Shemaresi, you have to cover your heart. Hu adin kol gufay. Your whole body. V'nakat libay aidi deresha. The reason to pick the heart is agav deresha. The b'kriya shema ain't sarach lachasis ribay. V'tam de tefila chamura. V'lefisha betefila tzarach lirois es atzmai. Ka'oimed lefnei hamelech. Umedabrimai. By tefila, you need to see yourself like you're standing in front of the king and speaking to him. Shetzarach lamay be'ema. Aval b'kriya shema einoi medaber lefnei Hamelech, when you're saying Shema, it is a personal recitation, but you're not talking to the king. Okay, this completes Siman Ayin Dalet. Emes Hashem, next week on Monday, we're going to learn Siman Ayin Hey. Have a great Shabbos, everyone. Shkoyach.